This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
White House politics, the West Wing politics, I guess. And then, of course, there is the buzz over what's happening with the fires. Horrible. We'll talk about that. Justin Duckham joins us right off the get-go from Talk Media News with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Justin, boy, this was really unusual for Melania Trump to have her one of her spokespeople, you know, have something to say about somebody who works in the West Wing. What's the story there?
So this was from Stephanie Grisham, who is the spokesperson for Melania Trump. And any time we see these stories that are focused on Melania Trump breaking away from the president or putting some kind of daylight between the two of them, that usually goes directly back to her. So there is a bit of a history with this. But in terms of the scale of this, this is incredibly different. This is the first lady weighing in on personnel, and not just personnel, but personnel as it relates to national security. This deputy national security director, or advisor rather, who is being named in this, somebody who the first lady's office said was not worthy of the honor of serving in the White House. So really just compelling and raises some major questions over, one, what does the administration do about this next? And two, what does this say about the role of the First Lady in this White House in the larger picture? So something that was very confusing today certainly raised a lot of eyebrows, and we're basically still waiting to see what kind of fallout is going to come once everything is said and done.
Never a dull day, is it? Somebody always gets involved. There's some sort of stories coming out of everyday Pennsylvania Avenue, right?
There certainly is every day. And, some days it just feels like hourly as well. But what are you going to do?
You know what? You have a secure job, my friend, because of that. Because we want to know.
It's never boring.
It's never boring, and we want to know, that's for sure. All right, the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, has a book out, and she's being asked about running for 2020, running in 2020 for president. What are the odds of that? Is there any buzz over that because of the book in Washington, D.C.?
She has maintained time and time again that she is not going to be running in 2020. She hasn't really even dropped any of those coy political hints that we see from people who, say that they're not going to run, but everybody knows that they're eventually going to throw their hats in the ring. My gut feeling on this is that she is not going to do it. I think she realizes that, she fulfills a very unique role in American society right now. She is somebody who brings people together, somebody who pretty much rises above the fray. And I think if she was to run in the current political climate in a crowded primary field, she would probably do, very well considering how popular she is. But that would just, probably negate a lot of what she's previously tried to project and, tone down the message that she has previously put out there. I think she serves a great role as somebody who, raises funds for the Democratic Party, somebody who is an excellent orator and comes out and, frankly, rivals her husband in terms of drawing crowds and in terms of, getting messages out there and delivering what needs to be said for the party. So I think she's going to, probably not enter it, but, I have to tell you, there's a lot of people in Democratic circles here in D.C. who wish that she would reconsider and think that she would certainly be a very effective candidate and somebody who could certainly probably beat Donald Trump.
Wow. So that's interesting. Somebody who could beat Donald Trump, that's what the Democrats think. I did hear her say, I think everyone should run. If you're qualified, you should run. Something like that. She was on one of the shows. I think she was with Robin Roberts. And again, this is promoting her book that she's got out there. That's a number one seller on Amazon, and I'm sure all over the place is climbing up in those ranks.
No, I think she has suggested her daughter running as well, which
yeah.
No, I got to say, it'd be pretty interesting.
Exactly. All right, so back to the story of who could be out, who could be in, and then the story about General Kelly might be out because of the First Lady spats, caught in the middle of that whole thing. And again, taking your temperature on that, a scale of 1 to 10, do you think that happens before the end of the year?
I think it does, solely because this is something that has been in the works for quite some time now. Almost at the rate that you could chart with the stories of, you know, the president growing frustrated with, you know, Jeff Sessions and, you know, the rumors that he was going to fire him immediately after the midterm elections. Those same kind of stories and same kind of grumblings from the White House have surrounded John Kelly for an equal amount of time. So I think there certainly is some tension behind the scenes. The president feels constrained to a large extent based on what we've been hearing from those who are close to him, who are, you know, bringing this from outside of the West Wing and, you know, to reporters who are very eager to listen. So I think it's inevitable. I think what we're likely going to be seeing is Christian Nielsen, who is the DHS secretary, and Kelly probably leaving around the same time. Nielsen is somebody who was the number two for John Kelly while John Kelly was the Secretary of Homeland Security, somebody who is very deeply connected to him, viewed as Kelly's number two in a lot of senses. And, you know, the president has expressed the fact that he wants to see a shakeup. He said that this would not be anything out of the ordinary, considering that there is usually a bit of change that comes after midterms. And I think it's going to include Sessions, as we already know, as well as John Kelly, Nielsen, and perhaps even Ryan Zinke, and perhaps a few others who could surprise us.
Yeah, wow. And then while all this is happening, we've got the recount going on in Florida, and who knows where that ends up. Florida, always a thorn in the side of America when it comes to counting votes, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is just interesting. You know, it is kind of nice, you know, after about 2 years of relitigating the 2016 election, to now be fighting about the new election and relitigating a fresh new election that's only about a week old at this point. So, yeah, this is going to be taking a lot of oxygen in the room for a while. There's a lot at stake here. This is going towards a recount. The, you know, Gillum-DeSantis race means a lot, considering the amount of attention that was paid to this race. And, of course, there's Ben Nelson and Rick Scott. If Ben Nelson ends up squeaking it out and ends up maintaining, you know, his seat in the Senate, this is going to certainly counter the optimistic message that the White House put out after the election. What was initially looking like about four or so Senate seats that the Republicans gained for their majority would be reduced to just one, and that would certainly take a lot of wind out of the sails for the White House's attempts to, and the Republican Party's attempts at large, to say that this was not a wave year or, you know, something that was insignificant.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate your insights and jamming with us late here on ATN. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Coming up next, sadly, the death toll continues to rise in the deadliest fire in California history. Oh, the stories are gruesome and just flat out sad. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Here on ATN, a couple of things. One, many of you have asked about how can I get a hold of you, and you certainly have found me because we've got the mailbag coming up next. But for those who don't know, KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. We're going to build that out. We used to have AmericaTonight.net. It was too weird to find it. People would go to AmericaTonight.com, and I think it was some sort of a Euro trash disco or something. I don't know. And it confused everyone. So I thought, why are we confusing it? So let's set up a storefront that people understand what it is. It's Kate Delaney's radio stuff. So KateDelaneyRadio.com. And I'm going to start to put up some videos on Kate Delaney fan page. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. So if you go there and like it, you'll start to see behind the scenes, getting ready for America Tonight, traveling around, all that really fun stuff, actually, that you hear but you don't see. I thought it'd be fun to put up some videos, and there are some videos already up there, but some related to the show and related to speaking and that kind of fun stuff and interviews and, you know, whatever. Just kind of give you that glimpse. The glimpse behind the mic. You asked for it. I did a little unofficial poll, and I kept getting that over and over and over and over again. Sadly, what I'm about to talk about now is the horrible wildfires in California. I talked about this the other night, how awful it is. The unprecedented deaths in the camp fire, now up to 48, and there's still people missing. Clearly, people in some cases were trying to escape and they just couldn't escape. You know, when you've got fire that comes up around you all of a sudden, that's what happens. Your tires are popping. You can't get out. You run out of the car and you're too deep in. You can't. So they're finding bodies in that you can tell they were trying to run. And it's very difficult and very emotional, frankly, on these people who are helping at the Butte County Sheriff's Department. So it's up to 48. And they say, you know, you can't even think about it. Finding the fire victim, and they're telling people if you find somebody, because people now are starting to go back to see that they have nothing left or pieces left or whatever. 7,600 single family homes, boom, gone. And there were other businesses, other structures that also were destroyed. So they're continuing to do whatever they can. There's dryness. There's all that kind of stuff. You know, this could start all up again, which it did in Southern California. So the fire is now at 203 square miles. Picture that in your mind. 35% contained. 35% contained. I checked on that number before I cracked open the mic, and that's true. The cause of the fire is being investigated. PG&E is being scrutinized after telling regulators they've been having a problem with an electrical transmission line in that area before the fire broke out. Can you imagine? So Cal Fire investigators have been there. They're checking the transmission line. PG&E is not commenting on it at this point. Meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire, which is west of L.A., you have dry conditions. The battles are precarious. You got nine. Think about this. How many firefighters, because of the way they bubble up the hillsides, 9,000 firefighters with the two fires. 9,000. When you're dealing with 30-foot brush and grass, think of that. 150-foot trees. It's just kindling for this fire. So the flare-ups of the Woolsey Fire were reported on Tuesday morning. Large plumes of smoke billowing up. And, you know, what does the California Highway Patrol tell you? They advise people near the flare-ups to be prepared to evacuate, because they can't tell you exactly. Two deaths in the Woolsey Fire. 430 homes, businesses, other buildings, boom, destroyed. 151 square miles burned. 40% contained. Still under investigation. They feel like they're getting a little bit of an upper hand, but are cautious because, as Chief Osby knows, who is the L.A. County Fire Department's chief, you can't say, yes, it's done. I mean, the winds have died down a little bit, because then the winds pop up again, and it gets, if you get a spark, it starts all over. Doesn't matter what's happened. There's other areas it crops up. So you really got a feel for the people of California in the south and the north. And that campfire, boy, you see that paradise and you really can't believe what you're looking at. I guess we can. But you look at it and it does look almost like a sad, twisted movie set, because you can see where cars were burned, people were trying to leave. And what would you do in that situation? You have fire all around you. Keep driving. But when the fires pop and then, you know, the tires pop and the fires all around you, what can you do? Run, I suppose. And boy, that's scary. It made me think, for all of you listening, you know, I used to poo-poo the whole thing of, you got to have a go bag. Yeah, have a go bag ready. What about your important papers? Yeah, do you have a safe for that, fireproof? And then I had friends that got in that situation, and I realized, you know what? The stuff that we talk about and that you hear is real. So if you never have to use it, that's the best thing. But imagine if you had to, then you would have the security of knowing, oh, okay, I have my go bag. Oh, okay, I have some extra supplies. Oh, okay, I have a fireproof safe. So something happens and I'm not sweating it, because I know that I can come back and at least that's going to be there. I mean, easy peasy to do. I'd say, if you want to put something on your Christmas list, you don't have it, put that on your Christmas list. I think you can get one for like under 100 or 100 something. It depends on the kind of safe. So how about this story in Egg Harbor where a car crashed into the New Jersey Social Security office? When you first hear that, you think, oh, this was somebody disgruntled, what happened? And they think it might be an accident. A woman was with two small children. They think she was trying to park, and she crashed through the wall of the Social Security office, and people and desks and all that kind of stuff went flying. It's lucky nobody was killed. Will they charge her with a crime? They don't know. Remove the two kids from the car, but boy, scary to see that. And they just backed the car out. They patched up the hole, and it was pretty eerie to see that. It just made you think, oh, there you are. There we go again. Somebody's at work. They're leaning toward a weird parking deal. Trying to park, didn't overshot it, didn't slam on the brake. You get it, right? By the way, what about that caravan? Somebody asked me that question. We've got a few of those questions, actually, in the mailbag. But the first wave of it, migrant on that caravan that the president has been warning about, arrived at the southern border on Tuesday, setting the stage for what may be, I guess, a confrontation. Or for the people who are arriving, they think it's their chance to apply for asylum. There were 9 buses with a Honduran flag flying out of the window of one of them. The group arrived in Tijuana after a month-long journey where they traversed multiple countries, oppressive heat, torrential rains, and long, long, long walks. Will they get asylum, or will they be denied asylum? And who are they? 350 people on that bus, and they're unloaded, they're resting, and they're getting in line and have gotten in line to apply for asylum. And think of how far, if you were to look at a map, that trek would be. But the larger group is expected to speed through 2 Mexican states this week and then see where they go from there. I mean, some of them may be stranded because these bus rides that they're promised, I guess some of them are pulling out of that. But are we going to see the National Guardsmen clash with the people who come in, the bigger group of people? There's 2,800 troops in Texas, 1,500 in Arizona, 1,500 in California. And here's the way it's always happened. Migrants can walk up to a port of entry, request asylum, but they walk into a situation where they're limiting how many people can apply each day. So they could be waiting in Mexico for a very, very long time. We're hitting the mailbag next here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to grapple with the deadly wildfire outbreak with no end in sight. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is well more than 93,000 acres.
That's over 150 square miles.
LA County Fire Chief Daryl Osborne.
This is larger than the size of the city of Denver. This is the largest fire on record, dating back over 100 years.
That's an L.A. County record. Meanwhile, the campfire in Northern California has claimed nearly four dozen victims so far, and around 200 people are still missing.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can.
Corey Honey is the Butte County Sheriff. Special teams have been brought in to look for bone fragments. Both fires are around 30% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yes, indeed, we do. We have this from Tommy, who says, Kate, what's going on with the caravan of dreams or duds? I honestly do feel sorry for most of the people. I imagine they probably are escaping something horrific. The problem is, and you've said it many times on your show, this shouldn't have happened in the first place. I know we can't go back and repeat history, but at what point is the system broke, and can so many others get health care and better benefits than those in the country who can barely afford to? And I hate to be one of those people that just jumps on the headlines or what's sensational, but I've done a little digging here, and it's happened in my own life. So I believe it to be true in many, many cases. We can ill afford to just let tons of people in. We have to shrink the numbers because we can't support the numbers. And what about the people who try to come into the country legally? Is it fair all the way around? Well, the whole thing stinks. Come on. And you're right, Tommy. Thank you for that. You picked up on what I've said, that can't repeat history, can't go back, and we have to live in the present, right? The present is a gift and all that. But if 20, more than that, if, 30 plus years ago, laws were enforced if we did have a problem, it couldn't be as large. I really don't think it'd be as large. And who knows what the numbers are? There's no turnstile where we're, it's not an exact science. And because tunnels are dug and things happen, and of course there are people that are good-hearted people who are trying to get away from horrific situations, gangs, drugs, beatings, attacks, horrible conditions, yes, 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 and yes. But not all. And then more than that, put that aside for a second, it goes back to what can we support and what we can't support. Because now, since it was broke, and the politicians were too chicken to fix it, and they just passed it on and passed it on and passed it on, then this is what happens. You know, it's like my mother, who was a smart lady, God rest her soul, used to say to me all the time, she could tell, like, if we had a problem and we were just trying to avoid it. Oh, who wants to deal with that? I don't want to deal with that situation. She'd say, don't bury your head like an ostrich in the sand. You know why? Because it eventually will break off in that sand and you won't be able to breathe. And that's what's happened. It became such a hot-button issue and a flashpoint. It becomes overly politicized because people are concerned. And once somebody deals with the problem, where like a woman I sat next to on the plane maybe 8 months ago, who, I don't know how we started talking even about this, she was a principal in a school in Kansas City, and she was talking about how she had a problem trying to figure out what to do, where she had language teachers, people that spoke Spanish and English, meaning they spoke both languages, bilingual teachers, some of them, not all of them, and that they had kids in school that didn't speak any English and were frightened and were young in some of the early grades, and it was so hard to try to meld all of that in together, and it was burdensome for them, the other kids. And she was, you know, she was weighing both of those options, so yeah. It stinks. That's what I'll say. All right, let's go to this one. Let's go to Amari, who says, Kate, I had to go through all kinds of rigmarole, as you Americans would say, and now I am soon to be an American, to get into the United States legally, waiting in line, paying for lawyers, figuring it all out, and it was worth every cent, every sweat on my brow to come here. I love it. I agree with you that it is the best country on the face of the earth, which is why it infuriates me when I see all of the tug of war over illegal immigration. There has to be a better way to do this, including for the people who come over illegally and half the time are murdered, drowned, etc., or can't even be identified in the desert. Well, you said it. There has to be a better way, but I'll say it again. What happens is it's a talking point. There's conversation. Some on the Hill try to dig a little bit deeper, but it doesn't really get far because the drill gets stuck. And when it gets stuck, you move on to something else. It's about getting re-elected, not to be so caustic, but that's exactly what it is. All right, how about this one from Joseph? Mary, Mary, Katie, Katie, you mentioned Christmas trees going up. What do you think are going to be popular gifts? I have no idea what to get anybody in my family, and I don't want to be bah humbug, but I'm sort of not ready to rock the Christmas gifts right now. Well, not knowing your family, they could be, you have small children, boys, girls, any of that kind of thing, or everybody could be grown. What's a good thing to get? Well, again, it depends. You know what people are getting for cooking? Oh, because everybody wants to eat healthy after the new year, is that Instapot thing. So it's a, you know, it has the functions of everything, rice cooker, anything, recipes. It's like the cool kitchen gadget, I guess. And you can get one for under $100, of course, on Amazon. Isn't everything on Amazon? So for someone in your life who perhaps would like to eat something a little better but not have a big hassle, it's that throw it in the pot thing, right? Yeah, throw it in the pot. That's why they call it Instapot. Instapot. All right, how about this? How about for somebody who hates to vacuum? I'm raising my hand right now. I hate to vacuum, especially in the corners. They have that robot vacuum. And I guess it really does pick up the dirt. I can't imagine with dog hair and everything else how good it would be in my house filled with nooks and crannies. But apparently it works. Now, this is not a cheap gift. The RoboVac 11s is what it's called, is $219, something like that. TVs are big. AirPods are big. Watches are still big. I don't know. Give the gift of books. Buy my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. It's on Amazon. Another Amazon gift. So I loved getting gifts when I was a kid. I mean, not gifts. I did like to get gifts from my mother because she was so thoughtful. But the books, I liked getting the books. To me, that was the ultimate. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, I feel for those people in California. What a grisly thing to have to do, be part of those search crews and finding those bodies. I feel so sorry for the families. If the people are missing, they have to know that they're dead, and that must be such a jarring, sad feeling to begin with, and then to realize they could be identified, maybe not anytime soon, and what were their last moments like. Can you imagine burning in a fire? That's the gist of it, and it's awful. I have nothing to add to that, but the same thing. It's awful to imagine that, and I do feel for those families, and here we are at the holiday time. How about this one? This one is from Wellesley, who says, Hi, Ms. Delaney. Six people in a family who had close business and some kind of family ties with eight members of an Ohio family that were killed in April 2 years ago in a terrible, grim case, have been arrested. Can you imagine? Apparently it had to do with child custody. People thought it was a drug thing, a meth thing, an opioid thing, but it turned out to be child custody was the motive. An obsession with the custody of the children and the obsession of the control of the children. Now these people that were arrested, if in fact convicted, could all face the death penalty. Listen, they were murdered while they were asleep. It was meticulously planned. They were trying to attack and wipe out this family, and they say it's one of the most costly and extensive and exhaustive investigations into deaths in California ever. And they said that the killers worked to cover their tracks. That added to what turned out to be hard to investigate, but they got 1,000 tips, they did 500 interviews, they processed the evidence, and then they came up with the arrests. Well, I say bravo that they arrested them, and let's see if it sticks or not. This one is from Malcolm. Hi, Kate. I've emailed you several times. It's been a while, but I listened to the show on TuneIn. I heard you mention that one night. Thank you for it. When I'm traveling and I'm in the gym as I drag myself down there, I'll be listening to you. What happened to the Jim Acosta situation, the CNN reporter who went back and forth with the president and had his credential revoked? Well, funny you should ask. I'm not surprised by this, but CNN filed a lawsuit against the administration demanding the White House return Acosta's press credential. So, First Amendment rights, due process, all of that. They're looking for a restraining order forcing the White House to return his credential, and they're going to seek permanent relief as part of the process. Wow, wow, and wow. Remember, he lost them last week with a heated exchange with the Prez during a White House news conference where the president called him a rude, terrible person. He went after Acosta because he persisted in asking a question about Russia, the investigation into election meddling, after Trump called on another reporter. So where does this all end up? I think he gets his credential back. You don't need a credential. You just need to pay attention and listen. We're going into the man cave next.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
I said we were going to the man cave, and it's a good reminder to all of you that we do this fun, cool thing on Wednesday into Thursday. It's called Nail the Score. I pick a game of the week in the NFL. You call up, and you rock the number. So you give me whatever number you want, what's the final score going to be, and who's going to win. That's all you have to know. It's like bingo, keno. It's like the lottery, only you don't have to put any money down. Very cool. So on that note, let's go to the man cave.
It's time to...
Sound good.
The door is stuck a little bit this time around. Just bang it. It's open. All right, so we're in the man cave, and here's a big story from the man cave. Mexico City's game, this big move, is creating a huge mess for the NFL. And you're saying, what is she talking about? It's relocating the Chiefs-Rams game to from Mexico City to L.A. So what does that mean? It was just a quick decision. They decided to do it on Tuesday to leave there. They didn't want to... disaster, they say, because the field at Estadio Azteca, unfortunately, is sloppy. It's a mess. So you got Todd Gurley for the Rams. You got Pat Mahomes, the star quarterback for the Chiefs, playing on that. That wouldn't be good. And then others would just say they're not going to play and can't do that. So they had to do it. So the NFL, with the NFL Players Association, decided it's the safety of the players. I mean, there's no integrity if you don't have any safety of the players. There's just no way for them to wiggle out of that. They couldn't blow it. I mean, are you kidding? It would have been a disaster. The field conditions apparently were absolutely atrocious. So, you know, you think about this. 2 years ago, they had to cancel the Pro Football Hall of Fame game because of the field conditions. So how could they justify the Mexico thing? They couldn't do it. They just didn't realize it. So I guess this is what happened. This figures, doesn't it? There was a Shakira concert. She couldn't be more popular in Mexico City. It was all the way back on October 11th, 5 weeks before this scheduled game, but the natural grass was torn up and left in shambles. Then there were some soccer games, and there was too much rain, and it's like, no way. They looked at it, and they knew this would has the potential to be just a fiasco, a disaster. So it's moved. The game was moved. And what are the ramifications for that? Well, what if all these people got tickets and they were ready to go to Mexico City, which I'm sure there were. So there were fans who looked at Mexico City as a destination game. Think of the cost that come into play there. There may be some legal issues, but the game will still go on. It just will be in Los Angeles. It won't be in Mexico. Dang. Oh, disappointing for anybody who was going to make that trip. Although now you look at the State Department's website, and depending on where we're talking about in Mexico, Mexico used to be the fun, cool place to go, just don't drink the water. Now, Mexico, a little dicey in some spots. They're investigating, in fact, now, the murder of a 30-year-old who was at Playa de Carmen, Del Carmen, with his friends to celebrate a 30th birthday and was killed. So, I have a lot of friends that go to Playa de Carmen, and you know, people will talk about being an inclusive place and it's okay, but depending on where, and trust me, Mexico is trying to turn that image around as much as they can. Let's go into this one. Suspension. The Warriors suspended Draymond Green for a confrontation with his teammate. Oh, you got, when you play on the same team, you might get frustrated. You can't do that, especially in front of the home crowd. So, or any crowd. They suspended him without pay for the game against Atlanta that just happened, following this verbal exchange with Kevin Durant during the Monday overtime loss, so it's a loss, to the Clippers. And the Warriors, in a release, just said, his conduct was detrimental to the team. It was a couple of minutes left in regulation. The score was tied. Green got a rebound, refused to pass the ball to Durant, who finished the game with a 30-point triple-double. Green ended up turning the ball over, and the game went into overtime. So you kind of understand what could have happened here. Durant yelled at Green for not passing him the ball. Green didn't appreciate it and had some words. So the frustrations carried into the locker room. There were some words that I can't even say in the air that flew, and then that was it. So there was a suspension, there was an outburst, and a one-game penalty is $120,480. That's a little chunk of change. Can you imagine if that's happened to you and what you did for a living? That'll be $120,000. What? Plus. But see, that's a different world. They live in a different world with the kind of money that you make in professional sports, period. Period, right? This is too bad. It seems like I'm telling you the nasty side of sports, but we are in the man cave and we do discuss such things. So a New Jersey man took the Jets' loss on Sunday pretty hard. He tried to, get over it with a baggie of marijuana. He had the rolling papers. He had 3/4 of a bottle of bourbon, claiming he did it because, this is what he said to the police, the Jets suck. That just is not an acceptable answer. So he took a field sobriety test after he rear-ended a car on a state highway. And the 57-year-old said that to the police, that it was all because of what happened with the Jets. So I guess it didn't work. Christopher Grayshock was very intoxicated. They could smell his breath. The breath alcohol test corroborated the police suspicions. He blew a .13. Yeah. Say it aloud. It's not good for blood alcohol concentration. The legal limit is 0.08 in Jersey. So the accident, not good. He rear-ended a car that had stopped in traffic. Couldn't walk the straight line, and that was it. And then, of course, they find the drug stuff under the influence, so he faces multiple things. Driving under the influence, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while under the influence, reckless driving, having an open container of alcohol in the car. I mean, they nailed him pretty much for everything. Got to have one of those good billboard lawyers, right? You know, the kind with the clever names that you get where they say, call us if you've been driving drunk. They don't quite say it that way. It's more pithy, but same thing. He's got to find one of those types of people, I suppose. So, again, don't forget that we have Nail the Score coming up. And when we do the Nail the Score thing on our Wednesday into Thursday show, I just pick a game of the week and then we go through it like that. And when I've got the game and we're ready to roll, you just give us a numerical guess of what you think the final score is going to be and who you think is going to win the game. If you win, you clear out the prize closet. Can you imagine? If you don't, we've been giving away certificates. Maybe you win one of those. Eventually it's going to come around to everybody, I would assume, right? So you want to definitely get in on this action. Week 11 in the NFL, and there is some good matchups. I wonder what the game of the week will be. Could it be the Chiefs and the Rams on Monday night, the Vikings and the Bears on Sunday night? Hey, thanks for listening to the show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.